Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 8 through 21. Brethren, to me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given, to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose which he realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confidence of access through our faith in him. So I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory he may grant you to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Now to him who, by the power at work within us, is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. At that time Jesus entered a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they set out, and as they sailed, he fell asleep. And a storm of wind came down on the lake, and they were filling with water, and were in danger. And they went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging waves. And they ceased, and there was a calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid, and they marveled, saying to one another, "Who then is this, that he commands even wind and water, and they obey him?" On this day, the 12th of October, we commemorate Probus, Andronicus, and Tyrachus, martyrs of Tarsus. The holy martyrs contested for Christ during the reign of Diocletian in the year 296 or 304. Tyrachus was advanced in years, of Roman birth, and had been a soldier. Probus was from Seed in Pamphylia, and Andronicus from Ephesus. They were taken together in Cilicia and subjected to manifold, exceedingly cruel tenures. Tyrachus was beaten on his cheeks and neck with stones, his hands were burned, he was hanged on a post, and smoke was put underneath him to choke him. Vinegar was forced down his nostrils. After enduring further tortures, he was carved to pieces. Probus was thrashed with whips, his feet were burned with red-hot irons, his back and sides were pierced with heated spits. Finally, he also was cut up with knives and received the crown of martyrdom. Andronicus suffered similar tortures and also finished his course being cut to pieces, commending his soul into the hands of God. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.